Hi, everyone, and welcome to Data Drivers. I'm Karen Webster. Data Drivers takes a look each week at three data points that help us better understand a topic of interest to the payments and commerce community. Our topic today, biometrics, but specifically the type that can turn a picture of a person's eye into a key that protects their digital life. And today I'm joined by Toby Rush, the CEO and founder of iVerify, to help tell that story. Hey, Toby, thanks for joining me today.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
So I've been dying all day to say this. So as far as you're concerned, the eyes have it, right?
Of course the eyes have it. Is there any other way to see it?
I mean, that was good. That was almost rehearsed, but it really wasn't for all of those.
Completely off the cuff, actually, but
completely off the cuff. Good job. Okay, so let's dive into the three data points. The first one I think is interesting because it does set a little context. 36. That's the number of years that eye-based biometrics has been kicking around. So it's not necessarily a new topic, but there's certainly been an awful lot of frenzy and hype around it over the last year. Help us understand why.
Sure. I think what we've seen is really a convergence of a couple of mega trends, mega themes. You know, one of those being we use our mobile phones to do so much more today than simply be a phone, right? These are little supercomputers on our device, and we're accessing our bank accounts, we're accessing all sorts of types of services that would have historically been very, very sensitive in nature, right? And so you've seen a proliferation of apps and really business applications being pushed to mobile through that. You're also seeing kind of another mega trend is these devices being capable enough to capture some really interesting images and features that they weren't able to in the past, right? So, you know, I'm not sure what the data point is for when the first iPhone came out. I think it was roughly 7 years ago. But we have come light years from what these phones are capable of, from camera capabilities and processors. So you've seen the hardware capabilities in phones accelerate very quickly. You've seen the demand for sensitive applications to be accessed and leveraged on device, and you've also seen a huge rise in fraud and the risk of living digitally. Right? And so when you see the confluence of those three megatrends all at one time, and biometrics really fitting all three of those very, very nicely in that it can use the increased capabilities of devices to secure and make these sensitive applications more accessible and more convenient, but yet also protect the security and the privacy of the user, you kind of get the win-win.
So are these cameras, though, good enough to be that precise when you're taking a digital print of my iris? There's enough clarity in that smartphone camera to actually authenticate me via my eyeball?
Great question. So, there is another one of the mega, I'll call it mega theme, but maybe a sub-theme, has been machine vision or image recognition technology. So there have been some really significant enhancements around understanding video and images and being able to extract information from video and from images. And we're leveraging a lot of that core technology to be able to use those existing selfie cameras to transform that picture of your eye into a key. So the answer is yes. It actually, between the optics of the camera getting better as well as the software that's able to extract the features that we need to do matching, we can get 99.998% accuracy with a simple selfie camera.
Wow, that's amazing. It looks so complicated in the movies. I know you've probably heard this before. It used to be only in the James Bond movies that you authenticated via your eyeball, but to think now that these mini computers have the sophistication and the ability to support technology to make it happen for everyone. That's pretty amazing.
Well, and again, we used to think Star Trek had some amazing technology, and now it's in everybody's hands. So it's
very true.
The technology advances at a pretty rapid rate, and we're fortunate enough to catch the confluence of a couple of different themes that allowed us to be successful at iVerify.
So data point number two, 51, that's the number of financial institutions that are giving what we just talked about a try. Why are they interested in the iVerify technology as an authentication mechanism when there are obviously a lot of other things that they could and probably have used in the past? What does this do for them that other things don't?
Sure, great question. So I think what banks are realizing is, you know, if they can engage users on their mobile devices, they get more touch points, they get more awareness, they get better opportunity to engage, support, and frankly cross-sell and offer more services to the user if they do that via mobile. There's been lots of studies that show the increase in usage for really all sectors of user base if they have an easier way to access mobile banking. Right, so this is a trend that is really that's beyond simply biometrics and what we're working on. That's just a general fact that's fairly well known and understood. So if you can find a way to take away one of the biggest pain points of these small form factor devices is the password. Right, so if they can make that user experience easier and more fluid, then that's an area that people are going to move towards. So then the question is, well, why iBiometrics? And, you know, so we have this kind of underpinning of users are going to do what users do. Trying to make users change behavior or do something different is extremely difficult. So what do all day long? Your phone is you touch and you look. Okay, so we think fingers and eyes at the end of the day are going to be the two winners when it comes to kind of you know, using biometrics on mobile devices. So you know, really we want to dominate that that selfie camera option with the eyes.
And how are consumers taking to this technology? I mean, we obviously know consumers love taking selfies, but a selfie and an eye print are kind of different things.
Yeah, you know, we get a lot of responses similar to what you said. Like, this kind of feels like James Bond. This is kind of cool. This is sci-fi. I didn't know we could do this. And so people love it, right? The general impression, you know, it's not often that Hollywood helps you, but Hollywood helped us because whenever you think of high security, in Hollywood movies, what do?
True.
They look at the.
Yep.
And so we really, and we're fortunate in this case, the Hollywood context has helped us. When we would tell people that we're looking at their eye print, we're like, oh, that must be really secure. But it's just easy as a selfie. When you get the convenience of a selfie, but the security of quote unquote the eye biometric, then it's kind of you get the win-win.
Has Kim Kardashian tried this yet? I'm just kidding. She's obviously the queen of the selfie. Interesting. So it's mostly used right now as unlocking mobile banking. What about payment?
So we're actually, of course, we have a very large customer, which is now our parent company, being Alipay. Right? And so they've got probably one of the most sophisticated payment platforms in the world, and that's exactly what they're using it for. So we think, really, the way we term it is mobile money. Right, so when am I dealing with money on my phone? Now, of course, it's mobile banking, but it's also mobile payments. It's peer-to-peer. It's remittance. It's ATM. It's any time I deal with money on my phone is really one of the first market segments we think are going to adopt biometrics.
So what is the user experience? So walk us through what happens. I think people are familiar with putting your thumb on Touch ID and what that's about, but is it the same thing, you just hold it up to your face and it scans your eye?
It really is. So one of the things that we've learned over time, and we've got the scars on our backs to prove it, is that users hate to be told to do something they don't normally do, right? So a number of vendors out in the market do face recognition, do things like tell the user to blink or open their mouth or turn their head or do things that are a little bit abnormal. So we've put a couple restrictions around ourselves. We said, first, we're never going to ask the user to do something other than take a simple selfie. And we're going to do that in 1 second. So if you can take a selfie and you can do it in 1 second, we feel like that's a user experience that can scale globally. And so really it's nothing more than that. You hold the phone up and we've got some, you know, our software takes over and it kind of shows you the picture of yourself and it gives you hints if we don't see your face or if we were having trouble or looking, we give you hints about what you need to do. But then once you basically have your face in view of the camera, like a selfie, we capture images in a few hundred milliseconds. The whole overall process takes 1 second and you're done.
Wow, amazing. You kind of teased the third data point, but I want to dig into that a little bit more now. 450 million, which is the number of Alipay users there are. So that's 900 million eyeballs, just for those of you keeping score at home. But the interesting data point there is clearly you talked about its use for payment, but Alipay's parent company, Ant Financial, acquired you guys in September. So help us understand why, and help us understand what that's going to do to help you advance your vision that every eyeball is a digital identity waiting to be unlocked.
Sure. You know, I think the thing that really got both the Ant Financial team as well as the iVerify team excited was an alignment of vision, right? So a software-only solution that can leverage all of the device's inherent sensors and characteristics to provide a beautiful user experience to anyone in the world to access digital services or financial services is really kind of what our mission is. That's our vision. Is, you know, can we, with a simple selfie, allow for convenient, secure, private authentication, not just for what is currently Alipay's 450 million users in China, but, you know, Ant and Alibaba have also been investing and have a number of portfolio companies. And, you know, they have a personal goal of Alibaba and Ant of 2 billion users in 10 years. That is also our goal, right? So can we have a platform that can truly provide convenience, yet also really protect the security and privacy of a user for 2 billion users over the next 10 years, right? And that's not a crazy thought when you look at what Alibaba and Ant are doing. They really got a mission to, you know, they talk about serving the long tail, right? So a lot of times mobile banking and real high-end fintech, I mean, they're servicing the top 5 or 10% of any given market or economy. And Alibaba's like, great, we'll service those people, but we really like the bottom 70%. Because over the next 100 years, the bottom 70% is going to be far more valuable than the top 5%.
Yep.
And so, and you see that. You think the markets they're going into, right? Of course, it's China, it's India, it's Indonesia, it's Southeast Asia in general, has a lot of folks that are just now moving into the digital world, the financial world, buying and selling on e-commerce platforms. And what they're asking us to do is build a platform that makes it just ridiculously simple for anybody with a mobile phone to establish an identity and be able to securely transact life on their mobile phone using a simple selfie.
Wow. So let me ask a question about the future-proofing of this technology. So if I think about, you know, my vision, my eyes change, you know, every couple of years I need my prescription adjusted. What does that do to the efficacy of your technology? Is it immune to those sorts of changes? Help us understand a little bit more about how it works.
Sure. So we do a lot of really sophisticated things under the hood around adaptive learning and machine learning. And the more you use it, the more it gets to know who you are. So small changes over long periods of time are really going to be, you know, you not have any issues. So you start out with a pretty stable set as it is. Now, you know, I'm not going to say between, you know, when you're 5 years old and when you're 55 years old, there's no change, right? There will be small changes throughout your entire life. But the idea is we've got an identity platform you'll continue to use, you know, if not multiple times daily, multiple times weekly, that it will continue to be able to update itself if there are small changes that grow with you over time.
Interesting. Wow. So it is pretty much future-proof then, because underlying chemistry and physiology doesn't change enough that would throw your technology off.
No, it doesn't. You know, we've got a lot of stability built in. You know, we've done studies where we have at least 2 or 3 years of stability, right? So if you continue to use it periodically, we're going to be fine in doing that. And, you know, the other nice thing that, you know, now being a part of, you know, Ant Financial, a very large organization, so their vision is 102 years, right? And so when they think about the duration, so Alibaba started in 1998, and the reason they chose 102 years is that's 3 centuries of operation.
Wow.
Right. So when they say we want you to think long term, they're dead serious. It's not, hey, how much revenue are you going to get next quarter? It's what are you going to do in 3 and 5 and 10 years? How are you going to service 2 billion users? What do you have to think about now to begin investing for the next couple of years and to have the financial depth and the weight and the stability? And really we're seeing a lot of banks come to us and actually be far more comfortable. If you think about we're still young and innovative and we've got some really cool things we're doing, but we've got the financial stability that they need in order to really take a bet on an earlier stage technology.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can remember seeing the announcement that, you know, of Jack Ma taking a selfie and using it to authenticate himself, and we all thought it was amusing. It's obviously quite serious.
Yes, very.
Well, listen, Toby, thank you so much for your time today and for giving us such a great perspective on a technology that is clearly quite important and very useful for solving some of the big issues of our time, authenticating consumers in a digital world, doing very sensitive transactions and giving certainty to both the consumer and the relying party that it is, in fact, that person legitimately conducting that transaction. It was a pleasure talking to you today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you.
Thank you. And thanks, everyone, for joining us today. Until next time, have a great rest of the day.